Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a double dinky dog owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis Preston.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed. I got a little bit of a squeaky voice.
I think a big bit of a squeaky voice.
A big bit of squeaky voice. Oh, let me tell you what happened.
Yep.
It's a Max Fun Drive.
Mm-hmm.
I've been yelling it to anybody who will listen.
Even in the streets.
Max Fun Drive.
Yeah.
I'll scream. And it got the best of me.
Yeah.
Somebody pushed their limits a little too far yelling about Max Fun Drive.
Yeah, this is one of the dangers that they don't really talk about in having a pledge drive.
Yeah.
This is a really common side effect, is losing your voice from screaming about it.
And that's not to say don't do it.
No.
That's not to say don't do it. That's just a fun thing that you can expect.
Yeah.
Is for older listeners, if you want to do a little impression of Peter Brady, start yelling about Max Fun Drive. Bada bing, bada boom. We got you.
Yeah.
For younger listeners, if you want to sound like some hip person who squeaks that I don't have a reference for,
yeah,
you start yelling about Max Fun Drive.
That was really good. Really good reference.
Thank you
yeah.
so much.
It is week two. And
yes.
Thank you, everyone who's donated or boosted or joined so far. I hope that you're all getting very cool merch out of this. Those
yes.
pins rule, and I can't wait to see everyone with them.
I can't wait. And it truly, like, you guys are the best. They give us the totals every day, and it just, I simply can't believe we have so many sweet sweeties being like, you know what, I heard it was the farewell mm-hmm. tour, and I am on board. Choo choo.
Yes.
Feeling
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Feeling
so
it. Now,
mm-hmm.
we've got two options ahead of us.
Okay.
One, let's get right on into the show. We got a great guest.
That's true. Okay.
We got a great crick crumb boat. We got a top-notch my mutt minute.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can talk about our weekends and I can tell you the real reason my voice is.
You got to tell me. We got to know.
Okay. We got to hear it. You guys, listen, they've opened up the world. The world has been opened up. And I said, I like the new world. You know what I'd love? A new land. Starts with Disney and ends with land.
Yep.
So I took myself to Disneyland yesterday and somebody maybe spent a little too much time hooping and hollering about how happy they were to be let outside the house. So,
hence the, it's yeah. crazy though. Yeah. I went to a bar for the first time on
yeah.
Friday and it was still like a patio situation. Cause I'm honestly not ready for an indoor bar, but yeah,
right.
it's crazy. And everybody seems to be in such a good mood because it's everybody's first time doing anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, I kept wanting to just wave at people. And I was like, I don't know. Don't wave.
Look at us. Yeah. We did it. We made it out.
Yeah,
that was so with Disneyland, it's at 25% capacity. Everybody's still wearing masks.
Yeah.
It's limited food. It's no fast pass. It's no front of the line. But because it's 25% capacity, you just do the rides.
Yeah.
And it was so great. And so there was a little element that I was just like, gosh, I'm having the best time, but something is missing. And then you're just like, oh, it's, you miss the smell because you got both your mask
oh.
on. You miss the smell of like Pirates of the Caribbean. You
right.
miss the smell of Splash Mountain. You miss the smell of churros. But still incredible and great and fun. And
yeah.
So that is my, if people are like, hey, should we do Disney? I'm like, if you like short lines, get yourself on into Disney.
Yeah.
If you like the nostalgia and the ambiance,
uh-huh.
maybe give it a beat. Just
yeah.
give it a quick beat.
Did you still get to have any? Did you have a churro? Did you get a pineapple dole?
Yeah. Wait, what was wrong with the pineapple? Oh, so it is like everything's a long line and everything is limited.
Right.
So I exclusively had corn dogs and margaritas all day long.
I love that so much.
The classic combo.
Yes.
A little corn marg for Renee. Two, three, four times in a row.
Yes. Great. I love this combo for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Happy to have it. Happy to be there.
Oh.
Well, now, okay.
Yes.
So, and again, I was celebrating Max Fun Drive.
Yes, of course.
Is what I was doing.
Yeah.
Corn dogs right there in the title.
Really
and the
smart.
Margaritas just because I had to toast to something.
Yeah. You got
was
it.
Was I going to do use water?
No. Absolutely not. Not
on
Disneyland.
Our last Max Fun Drive, Alexis.
Exactly.
Not on my watch. Now, are you ready to talk about this show?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Will you please tell our sweet, perfect, wonderful listeners what they've gotten themselves into this episode?
Yes. So, like you mentioned, we have a great Crumb boat. Crumb got a little haircut and I'm trying to figure out if Cricket is jealous. Little Tugboat caught a cold.
He got a little cold. Or sympathy coughs.
Yeah.
But yeah, something's going on. Hears
your voice and is like, me too. Right. We have a Mime Up Minute from Amanda and Luca. And we have very special guest, friend of yours, friend of mine, and also the host of Minority Corner, James Arthur M., is here again. He's the best.
We got to get him back. Yeah. We got to get him back. He's going to tell us all about our bonus episode that we made together.
Yes.
And I think he also, I was sent photos. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you where he was, but there's a lot of dogs in these photos.
Ooh-wee.
So James has taken himself on assignment.
Good. Great. Okay. He's our on-location reporter.
Yes, truly. Alexis.
Right.
So last week, we were like, hey, we're making an announcement. This is the very last year for Can I Pet Your Dog, which means this is the very last Max Fun Drive.
Yes.
The thing that we did not double down on is, so, well, okay, this is that these are the words we kept throwing at you. Last. What we didn't double down on is best. The best year ever is ahead of us, Alexis. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. Genuinely, we've like, you know, even a little behind the curtain, we've been so excited about all the things that we do want to do this year. And that's like, I think we both, no matter how this drive goes, we are committed to making sure that this year is the best one ever.
Gonna be, so great guest. You know what I was also thinking that I haven't run by you yet?
Oh yeah.
Is that, so we used to do, my Mutt Minute used to be Mutt Minute, mm-hmm. where we would just talk about dog breeds. And I was curious, I ran into, and now I'm gonna forget what the clever name was, but it was a Shar Pei Beagle.
Uh-huh.
What would that name be?
A Shar Pei
and a Beagle. Probably, yeah. Sure. Well, point is, but I was wondering if like maybe we could go back through and like sort of look at sort of the hybrid dogs that are coming out.
Cute.
Could be fun. Maybe another field trip.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly the best guess. Obviously, listeners get involved. But I'm just excited.
Yeah,
I'm excited to bring out all the stops.
Yes.
The grand finale,
and also,
as it were.
Feel free to like let us know things that you listeners think of that you want in this last year, because we really, really want it to be great for us and for you.
Because our James, who's going to be a guest on the show, he's just like, oh, ready for the senioritis. And I was like, oh, do you know what my senioritis looked like? I was involved with everything. I joined band my senior year.
Did you really?
I started a volunteer group my senior year. Like, it was such a, this is my last year doing this.
Yeah.
So it's, if anything, it's going to be like, somebody should tell Renee to calm down.
Yes.
Somebody should say stop. And then the other thing I think we mentioned, but I would like to sort of, you know, really, really reiterate is that we're still in a pandemic. It has been tricky.
Yes.
It has been tough. So just to really, really, really say, if you aren't in a place that you can become a member, absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Nobody's expecting you to. Don't you give it a second thought. If you are in a place, we're talking to you guys.
Yes.
Those are who we're talking to.
Yes, absolutely. And also, we should also say, if you are, for some reason, starting on this episode and you don't know what we're talking about.
Sure.
also that. Yes. Max Fun Drive is a time of the year. The Max Fun Network is artist owned and listener supported. So once a year we do a big pledge drive and try and get people to become members and support the shows that they love, including this one. And we are lucky enough to be a part of that. And so, just like Renee said, if you do have the means to donate a little bit this year or boost your existing membership, that is so cool. And it's insane. And we love it so much. I get kind of overwhelmed talking about it because I'm like, it's just so nice that people care enough to do it. And it really changes our lives and makes the show possible.
Truly, it changes our lives across the board. And truly amazing, especially with the way podcasts are blowing up, that Max Fun, this format, still works.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, I'm real, real proud of them. So the way that you can support is they have incentives. They've got their $5 or $10 or $20 incredible gifts that come along the way. But I think maybe something that we're looking for is just like a buck or two. If the show helped out at all over the pandemic, because I know the amount of various things that I'm supporting. Because it's like, oh, hey, remember that day that I couldn't get out of bed?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So if for some reason you're feeling that way about this show, this is your opportunity to be like, hey, February was hard. Thanks for getting me through that.
Yes. Yeah. And this, it's the most direct way you can possibly support us and kind of say thank you The other thing, and look, Renee mentioned them a little bit, but there are really cool gifts this year. So if you are like, yeah, I like you guys, but what's in it for me? Which I get. You should ask that.
Totally. Completely.
For $10 a month, you get the cool pin. And this year it just says, can I pet your dog? Which is nice because it represents the show. And also the question that you get to be asking everyone once, now that the world is open, you can finally just go around petting all the dogs.
Great.
And then for $20 a month, you get the very cool the tea kit, which has a custom tea, which has a very cool rocket shape on it. And it's from Wish's Tea Company, which we love. They did our custom. They had the tabletop tugboat tea.
Couldn't be better.
They're awesome.
Love them so much.
And those are just the first two. And, beyond that, we've got, there's also a hat that you can opt into if you are like, I don't like tea. There's an incredible cup. Check those out. Again, it's MaximumFun.org/join. And thank you. Oh, and also we are going to do an Instagram live. If you have any more questions, we're doing that at Wednesday at
5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you're on Instagram, head on over to the Can I Pet Your Dog handle.
Yes.
And we'll be in there.
Yeah, we'll be in there answering questions. Renee, having
Alexis,
fun.
Tugboat, mm-hmm. Crumb, Cricket, get to see a new haircut over there.
Uh-huh.
And if none of this has made sense to you, you can be like, what is happening?
Yes.
What are you guys doing? It's just, again, we love you so much. We appreciate you so much.
Yeah.
And we're really, really excited to make this our best year yet.
Yeah.
Alexis.
Renee.
Can you confirm?
Mm-hmm.
Cricket has got a haircut.
Crumb got a haircut.
Crumb has got a haircut. Well, see, I was given poor information.
Yep.
Okay.
I can confirm that. And actually, I will.
Am I about to get a photo?
Well, I'll just show you him. He's right here.
Okay. That also is an option. Okay. Hold on. She's getting up. She's picking up. Oh, no.
Okay, oh, little guy.
Well, I've never seen anyone more handsome in all my days.
I didn't think so.
Look at this, buddy. Yeah. Top notch.
Yeah.
Top notch.
He's looking
now,
good.
I will require a before and after, obviously.
Yes.
But all the scruff up top stayed right where we left
it. Yes. He got a little trim. We do the puppy cut, as it's called. So it's shorter on the body, but you leave the face and the tail a little bit longer. And it's really cute. And this is only his second ever haircut. He was overheating already because it's already getting hot out. And I was like, okay. I do think that maybe he controls the weather because today, of all the days when I go to give him a haircut and he was not too happy about being back there, he was like, oh, no, wait, you're going to leave again.
Right.
It was overcast and kind of chilly. And so I was like, Crumb, did you do this? You think this is going to work? And it didn't. He still got a haircut.
Yes.
But still.
I appreciate his antics, though. This is a very smart way to circumvent such a thing.
Yeah.
Very, very smart. Now, at last we left it, there was chit-chat of getting a mullet.
Yes. Well,
Walk me through the decision not to do that.
Well, I think that the mullet should go to Cricket. I think he will really look better with it. Because Crumb has such an old face that a mullet on him is going to look like an accident, I think.
Fair.
It's going to be like, why does that old dog have that strange hair pattern?
Right.
And now with the puppy cut, he looks younger than ever. He looks slim. Everyone thought he gained a ton of weight. He only gained a little weight.
He looks good. Yeah.
And Cricket, I can't tell if Cricket himself is jealous of the new look or is just confused by why Crumb looks weird. I don't think Cricket is quite ready to go to the groomer. He's
not just yet.
He doesn't really like other dogs or other people. So seems like a recipe for disaster.
All in due time. And it doesn't seem urgent.
No.
It doesn't seem as though he's not tripping on himself.
No.
So,
and he doesn't seem to be overheating like Crumb does. I think Crumb's hair is like coarser. Cricket's a little finer, and I think he's fine. So for now, he doesn't have a mullet.
But we'll leave it as is. Now, I'm just going to float this option.
Yeah.
We give you some scissors.
Okay. Yeah. Don't think. Here's the thing. After today.
Okay.
And I think the groomer I go to is pretty well priced, but I was like, you know what? This is kind of expensive. It's kind of the price of buying dog trimmers
once. Some clippers of your own. Right. Yeah.
And is that a big mistake? Maybe, but could it be very funny? Definitely yes.
100% yes. I trim Tugboat's tail.
Yeah.
Always a good joke.
Yeah.
Hilarious for the entire neighborhood of just like, ugh, what's happened here?
What is that? Yeah. So we'll see. Okay. You know, here's what I do know is that I also can't tell. Crumb doesn't seem to like going, but he's so excited, I think, to get home. Sure. That it kind of gives off the impression that he's like, look at me, I feel great. When I think it's actually like, I'm so glad I'm out of there.
I'm so happy to be home. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I kind of like to think that he's actually just flaunting his new haircut.
Of course. Well, and I think we can hold both truths. Sure. Can't we? I look so good. Also, never do that to you again. Yes.
Why would you leave me? Yeah, those people did insane things to me. Because I also got his teeth cleaned there. So it was just, you know, an abomination as far as he was concerned.
A real rough day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the end result is tip top.
Yes. I will post
great
pictures,
work.
Of course.
Thank you so much. I was going to ask and then gradually grow to a threat if you resisted.
No,
so
no.
I'm glad that we were able to get this done before the blackmailing occurred.
Yes. Tell me about Tugboat's sympathy cold.
Yeah, I'd love to tell you so much. And I'm sure, listen, I'm sure if you have a dog, you've also seen this of when dogs get a little cold or allergies, I'm not quite sure what's going on. He may showcase it for us today. They do this thing that's just like this intense full body snortle of just like,
yes.
It's just so intense and crazy. And it is reminiscent of a friend who spent the entire night drinking and is now over the toilet, and you're just holding their ponytail back, being like, it's going to be
over
soon.
Right.
You're going to be okay.
Reminiscent of a friend that had 3 corn dogs and 3 margaritas, you know?
Yeah. Precisely like that. It's exactly like that. Yeah. So it was just cute that we both overdid it the very first week. We're fully vaccinated. Both of us are just like, boom, up against the wall that we've hit.
It's a lot, you know, it's overstimulation, not just for the humans, but the dogs too.
It's so true. It's so true. And then just because that's a short story to piggyback on your weight gain, I also took Tug to the vet this week. And I think the vet was trying to give me a little like, hey, let's keep an eye on this. And so she was just like, and he has gained 8 pounds since last we've seen him. So he's 52 pounds and now he's 60. And I was just like, who among us didn't? Quarantine, baby. Am I right? Yeah, yes, of course. We've all put on 8 pounds. Absolutely.
Yes.
But I think she maybe wanted me to be a little more mindful of the treat distribution.
Right.
To which I said, sure. And Tugboat immediately ripped up that recommendation. Right in
front
of
my
face.
Was like, no.
Yeah, no. Nice. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Won't be doing that.
No.
Thank you.
And I mean, that's
so
same with Crumb. He's like, why would I have less treats?
No. No.
What's the point?
I mean,
that?
You can hike me more.
Yeah.
You could try that. But as far as less treats, that doesn't, I will take it under advisement, but I don't see it on the horizon.
No. No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're cute, and I like giving them treats.
Sure. That's fine. And he's not outside there. And he's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine. Gained 8 pounds. He's fine.
Yes.
Still within a healthy body range. He's just tipping over more closer to the maybe.
You know what he's doing?
Stand to have less streets range.
Is that he's prepping for winter when he needs to be a better snuggler.
That's exactly it. That's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
Thank you for noticing.
Of course. Okay. He's considerate.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
Oh, no. What time is it?
It is time for My Mutt Minute with Amanda and Luca. Hit it.
Woo!
This is my mutt minute about my dog, Luca. And go. Luca looks, according to me, like someone took a chesty, leggy hound, gave him the years of Dobby the house elf and a dark, concerned eyebrows, then shrunk him down to the size of a large cat. We are not convinced that Luca is not, in fact, a cat, given his disdain for fetch and his love of basking in sunshine. He has dainty, elegant little feet that he does not care to get wet and will jump over puddles rather than walk through them. His background is mysterious. He was found roaming the mean streets of Anderson, California, which is hard to imagine now since he spends most of his time sleeping on his back in front of the fireplace in one of his many sweaters. Luca's Gotcha Day is the day after Christmas because the Humane Society was closed on Christmas Day, so we had to wait. This year we are so happy to give him a home for the holidays, and hey, who doesn't love one more reason to celebrate? His nicknames include Bug, Bugbear, Little Bear, Cinnamon Bear, Peanut Butter Bear, Frito Bear, Booger Bear, and the Little Bipper. Luca's full name is Luka Doncic, named for Dallas Mavericks star and NBA Rookie of the Year, Luka Doncic. Though Step Back 3 is not as good as his namesake, Luka Doncic has been a great source of joy in our lives and has truly lived up to the Rookie of the Year title. time.
I mean, Alexis.
Yeah.
I don't. If I worked for a month,
yeah.
I could not write such a good My Mom Minute.
No, there's no way.
It was Amanda.
Yeah.
That was so good. That was so well written. That was incredible. And listen, Luca.
Mm-hmm.
I got no. Is there anything better than a dog doing a little sunbeam nap?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And also, is there anything better than a dog that won't get his dainty little paws wet? It's so funny.
Incredible.
I love it.
Yeah. And it is so, because especially when you rescue a pup, you love him so much and you want to provide the very best life for them. Yes. But there's this little element of just like, buddy, he won't eat anything that doesn't taste good.
Yeah. Well, especially because I'll have this with my dogs, too. But it's like,
sure,
but you came from the street and now you growl at me when I try to move you off of my bed.
Exactly.
You didn't have a bed. You ate worms. I love it.
Delights me to know it. Yeah. So basking on his back with a sweater by the fireplace is where Luke has always begun.
Uh-huh.
I love him. I love him. I love him. Amanda, honestly, I'm blown away. I'm blown away.
Yes.
Now, Alexis, if we had other Pulitzer Prize writers amongst our listeners
yes.
and didn't know it until now, and they wanted to sort of
Renee,
funnel. Yes.
Do you mean yes. Pulitzer Prize?
Oh, I sure do.
Sorry.
I sure do. I absolutely do. Sorry, you want to hear the other thing I goofed on?
What?
So this is our farewell tour. You know, it was right in front of me.
Farewell.
Fur.
I know.
Farewell tour.
Yes.
Right in front of me.
Yep.
And I just kept on driving.
Look, we can't nail it every time.
No,
you
certainly
know?
Cannot. And I, from day one, from the jump,
yep.
not a punter.
I know.
I'm not very great at it, but thank God you are.
Yeah.
So I stand before you as a person who would like to do a take two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If any of you other Pulitzer Prize writers would like to send in their My Mutt Minute, how could they do it, Alexis?
All they have to do is record their Pulitzer winning My Mutt Minute on their phone or computer, whatever recording device you have, and then email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll play it on the show. The other thing, I swear, if you were like, but there's just a year left, they're probably too backlog. A, we're not. We'll get through them. And I promise, even if it's, we will get through all of the My Mutt Minutes, even if it means that we have a whole episode of them.
I mean, I think you just came up with a brilliant idea.
Yeah, right.
We'll absolutely do that. And
yeah.
we won't, listen, yeah. I know we're thinking on the fly here, yeah. but I think there'll be bonus episodes that we just release.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We just say it's a, because didn't we say that we wanted to be a fireworks spectacular?
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
My minute.
We're not going to skimp you out on anything.
No
skimp shrimp here.
Played.
Only full fun.
Great. Okay. Great. Yep. So, yeah, you've got no reason. If your excuse before now is like, it'll never get played, we just gave you the guarantee it will.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Send that in. Uh-oh. Alexis.
What?
Uh-oh. Well, this is the second Max Fun Drive break.
Whoa, look at that.
I'm telling you what. Now, you know what else? It's the very last Max Fun Drive break, as
wow.
we talked about. This is the last year. This is the last break
mm-hmm.
of the last year.
Yes. Yes.
It's not going to be a last anymore.
No.
No.
No, this is the best. This is the last. Best break.
Best. So now, in addition to all of the Max Fun Drive yeah. incentives that are currently going on,
yes.
which is great and wonderful and fantastic, Alexis has created perhaps the greatest piece of art I have ever seen, which is a, because you gotta have your little scoreboard,
yes.
right? Of like how many donations we're going to have tonight. So Alexis brought up the great point that maybe this isn't the best year for a thermometer.
No.
Maybe we come up with something else.
Yeah.
And then old dumb dumb Renee over here was just like, what if we did a tree, a tugboat trying to get a squirrel? Great. We love it, Renee. But what does that look like? Bring in Alexis.
Yeah.
She's going to tell you exactly what that looked like. Now, did we have an actual photo to base this diagram off of?
We did.
Sure.
Do you
Absolutely.
Know what's so funny about it is that, yeah, that tugboat's photo in the little diagram I made is him actually on a tree and I didn't rotate him. But the other two dogs, I are just photos of them on the sidewalk. But it was so funny knowing from my own brain that his is real and the other two
Tugboat's
dogs are fake.
Is actually just, yeah, there nothing needed to be adjusted there. We'll probably post that so that you can see the original art for it. But on this tree, what we have, you guys, is our little goals, our little bonus things, our incentives of like, if we hit it, this is what you get.
Yes.
So first thing on that tree.
Yes.
If we get to 650 mm-hmm. new and upgrading members, mm-hmm. we're going to give you some shirts.
Oh,
you're going to get that Furwell Tour t-shirt.
Yes. Yes. We have too many t-shirt ideas at this point. So I can't wait to figure out which ones we end up doing. Yeah.
It's going to be great. Going to be great. What's next on the tree, Alexis?
At 675, we get to do a big old Zoom call-in show.
Come on.
Yeah, you need to be on the show.
So in previous years, we've done a call-in show, but that's been on the phone.
Yeah.
This year, taught us how to Zoom. Yeah. So now we get to see you. Yes. Get to see you and your dogs. You're going to call in. We're going to say hi. We're going to put it on the show. I think we all want that.
Yes.
675.
Yes.
That's what it takes to get to that. All right.
Okay. At 700,
mm-mm.
which I know it's not the top one, but I'm really thrilled about
favorite.
It.
It's my favorite.
We're going to put together a 2022 calendar. So you'll have a little tug, a little cricket, a little crumb for every month of the year.
Come on. Yeah. So yes, we're ending next year, but that calendar will go on. And by this, we're talking, listen, for young people, there was a time where we used to put a calendar on a wall and we'd write down the events of the day.
Hey,
get yourself a little wall calendar, tugboat, crumb and cricket.
Yes. And I will say, if you haven't done this yet, I have a calendar in my bathroom.
Mm.
So first thing in the morning, my little sleepy eyes get to look at, what month is it? What's going on? So it's really helpful.
It's a perfect placement for such a thing.
Yeah.
It's very smart. Yeah. It's very, very smart. Okay, so that's at 700.
Yes.
700, we get a calendar?
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. What do we got? What do we got next?
725, we're going to arrange meetups across the nation.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
But
okay.
Locally, of course, we're going to do some LA meetups. But also, ideally, we could get them going simultaneously all over the United States. Hey, even across the world.
I love it. And listen, I don't want to tell tales out of school, but I bet we post these on Instagram.
Exactly.
I bet it becomes a big to-do.
I bet it's a big thing.
Yeah. Your dog gets featured on Instagram via the meetups. It's going to mm-hmm. be a whole thing. Mm-hmm. Plus, we get to meet all of these friends that we've been making for the last 7 years. That's really I buried the lead there.
Yeah, we did.
We get to see you guys again.
Yeah.
Okay. So meetup at 725.
Yes.
And grand then, finale, Alexis.
The big
grand finale.
That's a drum roll from my mouth. at 7:50, we're gonna do a big old live show, and we'll have the fancy guests, fancy dog mm-hmm. guests, fancy mm-hmm. food. Maybe we probably won't have fancy food. That's not really how it looks.
Maybe you never know. Let's say we gotta get to 7:50 first, but I feel like we will pull out all the stops for that big final live show.
Yes. So
okay.
You can join, you can boost or upgrade your membership now at MaximumFun.org/join. And good gracious me, thank you if you've done so already.
Thank you. And if you haven't done so because you can't, we love you just as much. But if you've been part of the show in any way for the last 7 years, we love you, we love you, we love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, Alexis has a new idea.
Sorry, no, well, not new, but I don't know if we mentioned this, but also there is an option. If you are like, I'm already a member and I've got the thing I want, you can also gift memberships. So it's also a great great little, you know, what, Mother's Day just passed, but it's not too late. Get her a little
graduation
membership.
Gift, maybe.
Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe a good job getting through the pandemic gift.
Yes, exactly.
So many options.
So,
I love it.
Yeah.
But truly, you listeners, we love you so much. We are so grateful for you. Yeah. You have changed our lives in ways that we probably won't even understand for years to come.
Yeah.
But you just, you guys are as good as it gets. And thanks for letting us do this for 7 years.
Yeah.
We love you. Yeah. One more time, you're going to MaximumFun.org/join. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Now, listeners, I want to say that this is your absolute favorite person, but now I'm feeling competitive because this is my absolute favorite person. Everyone's absolute favorite person. James Arthur M. back on the show.
Oh, hello.
Yay!
Hello. Can you wait? I honestly just feel like y'all had a Zoom and I got the password and was like, let me up on here. Are we recording? I got a mic. I can record too. And then That there's your episode. Sorry, Grace. Not sorry.
Love to have you. Can you imagine how gleeful I would get if you
best Zoom bomb ever? Yeah, and actually, then I'm also recording as well. And then it's like, wow, what an interesting episode.
That works so well for us. Now, listeners, you're obviously keenly familiar with James, hosts the phenomenal Minority Corner here on the Maximum Fun Network. Also curated, maybe the best bonus episode, not maybe, guaranteed the best bonus episode we've ever made.
That's true.
Over in the bonus section. You asked us such good questions.
It was a delight. And I have to say, the shoe is also on the other foot. I don't know if that metaphor works, but we're going to run with it. The dog's on the other paw. I get really, when I come onto your show or when I go into One Bad Mother, I feel the impulse to like really like lean into the theme of the show, yes. Right? Like, yes, this was like, yes. You know, Broadway baby. I'd just be like, no business like show. I get, you know, nervous, awkward. But I have to say, like, y'all did the same for me. We had just, I thought it was such a wonderful evening of just sitting down, Oprah Gailing each other, Gail Oprahing each other, and just asking each other like questions and going in deep and like really getting to just nerd out about this world of podcasting and indie podcasting in particular,
yeah.
Because what we do is so different and we've been around for so long. Like, you know, there was not, you know, Amy Schumer making $1 million doing a Spotify podcast.
No, it was a better time.
Doesn't it kind of make you kind of laugh when you're just like, oh, or not laugh, or just interesting, because it used to just be like the everyday person's medium to be able to be like, let me talk to my community and create my thing. And then you have, you know, like Barack Obama and what's-his-face doing a podcast.
What's-his-face is what he prefers to be called. Yes, correct. Yes, absolutely.
Sorry, Bruce Springsteen? I kept wanting to say Ben Stiller, and I knew it was, I got the initials.
Can you imagine?
You got initials? That's impressive.
But like, I'm doing a show, and I'm like, oh, great. Like, okay, y'all, like, and they're like, oh, we won a Webby. I'm like, well, of course.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
But not about the awards, it's about the community, but like, you know, we've been around for so long, and so it was so great just to get a chance to like, talk to fellow like indie podcast fam about what we do and why we love to do it.
Yeah, it's so great. You know, it's interesting, James. I don't think we've talked about that element of it. We talked about how great you were. We talked about for us, we're just like, oh, and the answers of, you know, a little bit more detailed of why we're wrapping it up this year. But we didn't say that if you were interested in being an indie podcaster, this is a great place to check out. Oh, this is how it works. These are mechanics of how you make a show every week. So if you're just listening into the technical elements of this show, get yourself on into those bonus episodes.
Get yourself into the bonus catacombs. And you know what? It's, you don't got to look far. It's right there.
It's right there.
There at your fingertips.
It's right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But James, we did promise them dogs, and you, an endless overachiever, have put yourself on assignment to be a guest on the show. I was sent a bevy of dog photos, and I would like to know the story behind it. How did this happen? Well,
I like to do my homework. I like to do my research. As we, you know, Minority Corner, we're big on the research. We like to get information, and that is referencing our love for libraries and Beyonce. Mm-hmm. So it's, I mean, typical Minority Corner intersectionality. Like, you can't, you know, shake a stick and not hit intersectionality. And intersectionality is like, don't you hit me with that stick, but scratch my back. Intersectionality, she is, they are wild. Okay. They are wild.
Yes.
We love them. What was the question?
Sure, I want to know these dog pictures that you've sent me.
Yeah, dogs for 500.
How did that happen, buddy? How'd we get to see so many dogs? Where were you?
Oh, okay. Like the fever dream. What show am I on? Okay. Dogs. How did it happen? Well, first of all, okay, so there's a whole entire hashtag going on with the Maximum Fun. It's like dogs of Max Fun.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're like, that's it, James. You're doing good. You're in the right direction. You're answering the question. And now you're being too meta and you're being tangenty and talking about the question.
I love it also because it's like, no, James, you don't have to vamp about intersectionality. We can talk about dogs. It's fine.
It's okay. It's okay. We love it. And it's great. And I think everybody learned something, including but not limited to the various things you can do with a stick. But I appreciate it.
Here for everything. What you need. I got you. We do it all. Okay. But there was hashtag dogs of Max Fun. And I have major FOMO. So I was like, well, I can't be left out. All know I don't necessarily have a dog, but trying to get a dog. But landlord's like, you know, you can't have no dogs. Mm-hmm. Although the neighbors, they have cats. I don't understand. That seems... The neighbors upstairs in the duplex, they got cats.
Yeah. Like, okay. We'll write a note.
Please do.
They'll hear from us. We're very litigious. They will be served tomorrow.
I'm so here for that. Okay. So after you get to write those letters, and so yes, I was like, well, I want to participate, and I know that I have pictures that I've taken with dogs and friends' dogs, usually like in preparation that one day I might be back on this show. So I'm like, great, I have my photos ready to go. Okay. And but our lovely social media manager, Sam Jackson, just bought a pup.
Uh-oh.
Bought a pup. I sent you videos of me and that pup together. Mm-hmm. They're very delightful. The name is Zoe. Oof, yeah. Got it. Mm-hmm. And then former permanent guest co-host. Nope, permanent co-host. Is anybody ever a permanent guest co-host?
They can be.
Yeah.
They absolutely can be. 100%.
That's so sad.
Honestly, like, that's what I am on this show. I'm a permanent guest co-host for 7 years.
What I love is, like, it just lets you know you're never moving up. You're never just going to be a full-on just, nope. You know, co-host.
Nope.
Permanent guest co-host. You stay right
Should've
there.
Should have tried harder. Exactly.
I guess, I mean, that's kind of Robin on Howard Stern, right?
Oh, yeah. I feel like it has a lot to do with, like, what chair you get to sit in. You know what I mean? Like, the permanent guest co-host probably has, like, just, oh, like, weirdly small chair, even though they're there all the time. Right. It's like, why wouldn't you get them a big chair?
That constantly rotates.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You're permanent. I mean, you stay here.
It spins for no reason.
Your guest co-host. But Aneke Fitzclark, there we are. Mm-hmm. She just got a pup. She sent me a picture because she left from being, you know, a permanent co-host and being just a permanent, she is actually a legit permanent guest co-host.
Yeah,
it's actually true now because she comes back all the time, once a month at least. And she sent me a picture. She left because she had a baby and it's a lot. And she sent me a text and she's like, James, I have a son. I was in the middle of a meeting and I just was like, what? And I just closed out of that Zoom meeting, gave her a call, and then she didn't pick up. And then she sent me a photo. And it was like her holding this adorable dog.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, oh, it's your dog. It's a dog. So anyways, long story long, I got the pictures of the ladies of Minority Corner and James with dogs. And then we got involved in hashtag dogs of max fun.
And thrive. I mean, honestly, best entry. It's not a competition, but you did win first.
We had a cute collage. I mean, you know, the dogs are cute. We're not too bad looking either.
Come on.
You know, faces for TV.
Right.
Not just for radio. I
mean, and that's what they're like, oh, do you know James? I'm like, I'm just going to face for TV. And they're like, yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I know
that's exactly what my mom says.
Now, can you see these videos? Can you see that? What is this? These videos that you sent me where you're like, look what I found. I want to hear the origin story of these. Do you remember what happened there?
On my way to go meet with Sam Jackson, and she had her little dog Zoe. And on the way, I ran into the most adorable little dog parklet school because it's COVID, so they can't go indoors.
Right.
But they made, like, you know where they put, I don't know if they do this in LA, but in San Francisco, they've turned, like, these little streets into little parklets, permanent parklet structures. And one of them they turned in during, because in the evening, it's like, okay, buzz and restaurants. But what about during the day? Let the dogs have at it. So they made, like, this little, like, puppy school. And I just went over looking over the ledge like a little pup myself, just looking over. And one of the puppies, it's like the puppies were trying to decided they wanted to buy us, you know, I'm just like, oh, choose me, little pup. And here's the thing. I was going over there eyeing, like, which one do I want? And I didn't realize, I thought it was like puppies for sale.
Right.
And then I realized I was like cruising around on someone else's, like, they're like, that's my puppy, sir. Back down. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll take this one.
They're
like,
that's, I'll take your dog.
Not what this is. That's no. I think we have a bond.
Oh,
we
Lord.
Have a bond. Me and Chauncey have a bond. They're like, their name is Penelope.
Yeah. I love that character though. And do I love the evolution of what the show could potentially be if somebody else wanted to take the torch is, can I take your dog? Just elevate it just a little of may have
pet
him.
Get up a notch.
Great. I'll be taking him with me. Thank you
so much.
We're
in the new decade, 2020. Yeah. You got to kick it up a notch. Got to keep it. It's very Gen Z. They come in kicking doors like the Kool-Aid man.
You got to keep up with it. So little pups, little puppies. Do I know what type we're looking at there? What type of cuties?
One thing that you will know and either love or just know about me.
Yes.
Is that, like, I don't, like, as much as I am, you know, closer to 40 than I am to 30. Similar similar, like with dogs, and similar to like wine or beer. I don't know. Like
it's
I know that
a dog
dogs,
I, like it.
I love them and I want to hug them.
Yeah.
Wine, beer, I want to drink it. I can't tell you what the difference of it is. I don't know. I just like this. I likes what I like.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it so much. Well, and I think for that, because you likes what you like, you were just recently on and we made you name a dog. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering if we could do a little segment where we Frankenstein a dog for you. Ooh. So you can tell us the various things you like about a dog. Alexis and I can see if it hits a category of breed. Ooh. If not, we'll squish it together.
Mm.
But let's see. Can we create James' favorite dog?
Okay, let's hear it. I remember that in this is why you got to go to the bonus content because sure, yeah. It's there waiting for. Oh wait, before you get to that, I'm yes. sorry. I know you're trying to like you're like we're gonna get you out of here, and I'm like oh, but let's talk about this other thing.
I did
extra credit. You don't even know about this story about a dog.
I don't know about this extra credit. What's your extra credit story?
One of my best friends, and I was like, tell me everything because I'm going on a podcast about dogs, and I need to tell them. But their pit bull Franklin. Oh.
Wow.
He's a rescue.
And Renee's listening.
He's an adorable little pit bull. He has all kinds of problems and issues. He's just one of those, you know, not like a fixer-upper, but like when it's like a let's say you're trying to date a man, you're like, I can change him. Is that the same thing as a fixer-upper?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah, right?
Yeah, seems
so
right.
That's the, all right, Franklin.
A fixer-pupper.
Oh, there she is. Alexis, James, wow. I gotta tell you, Alexis has killed it. Not once, not twice, but thrice with the puns.
Thanks.
This episode.
A fixer pupper? I can't. No. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it. We're done. We're done.
Pupper.
See you, Alexis. Enjoy your life of wealth in punnery.
I didn't want one before, but now because the name is so cute, I need a little fixer pupper. Oh, yeah, this is my little fixer pupper.
Yeah.
It's Norman. This is Stacy. My fixer pupper.
Stacy.
I am really big on like, please, no one take offense. This is just me joshing around here.
Yeah.
But I love like, you know, like a Stacy or like a Sharon a Rebecca for a dog.
Oh, Rebecca's absolutely. Really good.
They're the best. They're the absolute best. So we're going to get your fixer pupper and then you're going to teach that fixer pupper how to flip. And then he flips your fixer up. Come on. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a great time.
They'll talk to the pup manager. See, I'm not Alexis. I can't do it.
No one is.
We'll practice. Right. We'll practice later. It's fine.
Okay, well, we're gonna Frankenstein my dog,
yes,
my
yes.
dream dog. Okay, well, this is also like I'm gonna have to move. Just a warning, you all.
Okay,
once we figure out where this, I'm gonna have to move to LA because I can't have the dog here in my current apartment. The landlord's like, no. So just warning you.
That's ideal for us. Actually,
we got so excited about this pun. Did we get to hear about the pit bull?
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah, see, you're so good. Keep us on track. Oh, yeah. He's just a fixer-pupper. They just have been having to deal because we're all hanging out, cheersing a new J-O-B that I have. And they're like, we got to get back to, you know, Franklin. He's, you know, he doesn't have an eye.
Yeah.
I feel like it's almost, I don't know why I'm like whispering it. Like, he doesn't
well,
have
we don't
want to
tell the dog.
Eye.
It's okay.
He doesn't have an E-Y-E. Like, is that offensive for me to say?
No, not at all. Especially if his name's Wink. We love it.
Oh, they missed it. It's like Franklin.
Okay.
Yes. And he's just as adorable as it could be, but he has separation anxiety.
Sure.
He has a lot of anxiety. They're like, you know, given the pills and things like that. But he's just a sweetheart. I don't know that he really like was hungry to cuddle with me, but you know, he tries. I do have an update about my roommate's dog.
Please.
This is me just doing the gossip.
I love
I'm like,
this.
Yeah,
this
no, give us a dish. Exactly.
Everybody else's dogs you have. Oh, okay. Tonka, who's got dumps like a truck, right?
Yes.
Like she's just adorable.
Right.
Pit bull. So
love it. They're my favorite.
I'm very secretive about that.
Yeah. They had to put her on a diet because the doctor was like, the vet was like, you can't. But, you know, I was so used to her seeing her just in her full figuredness.
Yeah.
Right.
And then after a few weeks, I was like, oh, I almost was going to call, I don't know, what's the dog police or child protective?
Yeah, the DPS.
Pup sure. services.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to make it happen. I tried to call them because she was so thin, like model, like she was like trying to do like, I don't know, cover of I don't know, what's the dog magazine that all the dogs are trying to get on? Is there one? There has to be one where it's like,
yeah, there's got to be one. But
yeah,
and they're smoking cigarettes, yes, and you know, not eating any, like, oh, just one kibble.
Oh, I got
for
it.
Me.
It's like, it's Vogue, but it's spelled with like a D, like, so it's Dogue.
Dogue.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah,
that's
fun. Yeah.
She got there.
Yeah,
Alexis, she always gets there.
Thanks.
That's what we love about her.
Thanks.
I mean, your future shines so bright it burns my eyes.
It's niche, like, though. It's a niche future. So
yeah,
it's okay. Hey, if anything, this podcast has taught us all, follow your dreams and your passion, yes, because there is a community and a space for you.
Yes. It's true. It's true. So build it and they'll come.
There it is. You could be the Brene Brown of dogs and things like that.
You sure could. You sure could.
But okay, so we were having a birthday party. Yeah. So like Tonka, like I love her, but she doesn't love me as much as like I love her, really, mm-hmm, you know?
Right.
Like she will forget, like sometimes she'll be here on the weekends or whatnot, because she'll be at, you know, my roommate's boyfriend's house or whatnot. And she'll forget that I'm here. I'm like, but Tonka, you just you just saw me. So then she'll like yell at me, and then she'll come like lick my hands and then walk away. Like, you made me do that. You startled me. And rah, 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 rah. Oh, it's just you. And lick, lick, lick. Well, don't do that again. I got to go watch my stories. And then she just traipses off. Oh, I forgot I got to go this way and get this water. And so that's the story I talk like all the time. And I'm like, girl, you already know who's here. And then we had this birthday party outside, and like my roommate would just be like, not just like, Tonka would be with her dad, right? And then my roommate, she would be maybe nearly 7 feet away. And mind you, Tonka's with her dad, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
She's and my roommate's the mama. She's 7 feet away. Tonka, like, come back here. Don't leave me here. She's 7 feet away just talking to other people. Why are you talking to them? I don't know anybody here. And like, girl, like, he's jealous much? Like, what is going on? Could you imagine being at a party and like you're with some man? He's like, what do you do? Actually, you know what? Dated them.
Yeah.
I've actually been there.
Yeah, we all know exactly what that is.
I've actually been that person, so I could relate. I get you, Tonka.
Completely. Completely. Yeah, no, I think the been that person, whether or not you actually let it out of your system, we've all been with a person who you brought me to this party. I know no one here. Now you've left. Thank you, Tonka, for expressing what we're currently feeling on the inside.
Yeah. Right? How liberating. She was able to do the things that, like, we just on the inside, which just makes us that crazy. I think the thing that was the craziest is that, like, but her dad was standing right next to her. So that's like, kind
you're
of
not
like.
Alone.
Yeah. To be fair, there was a pinata that we were, like, smacking around, and she was not for that. Okay. Like, what y'all doing? This is too much. You leave that starfish alone. Like, things are coming out of it. Let's go. Oh, I need to lick that. That's booze. Don't. It's Jaeger. Sidebar, putting mini glass bottles of alcohol in a pinata seems like a good idea. But then when you smack it, it's just a puddle of booze.
Yeah. There we go. That's that's how that shakes out. Yeah.
Plastic would work, though, right?
And that, I think you could still knock it open. I got to swing. I got it, Alexis.
How else?
Don't let these vanity muscles fool you, okay? Right. This is not, they're mostly just for show and smacking pinatas.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now we know. And I do appreciate that you warn people on a fairly regular basis that you are competitive and you did not come here to make friends. So I hope you announced that at that party that night.
I'm pretty sure I did, because that sounds on brand of me. It is, if you participated during the We Got This night, I am sorry that you saw that.
I don't think I've ever played a game with you where you don't quiet the room to make sure they all know your intentions.
I'm not here to make friends. That's it. Let's make sure. We can do that later, but it comes, I had an older brother and I had that competitive thing, like, I'm worthy too, I'm Tonka-ing, you love me too, I'm worthy, I can win, I can do this, everyone's got, I got a little pit bull inside me too.
Oh, yeah. It's my absolute favorite embodiment of a dog, it's so great, it's everything I want it to be.
I love it.
Actually, can we do that? What dog, Well, okay. Maybe not, because you should pick. The initial assignment was, let's Frankenstein your perfect dog. Yeah. But I would also love to see what I didn't come here to make friends dog is.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Oh, it might be. Well, why don't we create my dog and let me know if that is the right one. And if it's not, point me in the right direction. Because we know that's the kind of dog I want. Yeah. So let me see. I know the last time when we talked in the bonus catacombs, when we did the, when you all interviewed me for the bonus content.
Right.
For Podcaster and Podcaster, I showed you a picture of a dog that I really fancied, and you let me know. You're like, that's just a golden retriever. And it made me feel kind of basic, but it was so cute that I was like, well, you know what? I likes what I likes.
Yeah.
If that's a golden retriever,
there
then
we go.
Sign me up. So basic. A golden retriever. But this one was like cuter. It was a puppy.
It was really cute. It was really cute.
So I like that.
Okay. Golden Retriever. Yeah. We love those.
I grew up with the Rottweiler, so I love a little bit of that. And then a pit bull. I love, I mean, as they, I don't have the best luck with them, but they are really adorable. Really, I think they're loyal as...
Honestly,
okay, is that too many breeds? Should I get another one in there?
I think it's perfect. And what I think is so funny is you have created a dog the most loving, the most friendly,
yes,
the most iconically, like... family dog there is.
Yes.
But you have created this now mentality of a golden retriever who didn't come here to make friends.
Yes.
He came to win.
Yeah.
So
the friends
funny.
Part, that's for later. That's for later.
A little
it's
bit
like,
later.
Oh, yeah. We chasing balls? All right, right. We can, you know, lap up some water later. But right now, I'm going to get this ball. Well, I'm going to get this. Watch out, Stacy.
I'm going to send
this.
A photo of a dog in the chat.
I'm going to get a little photo in the chat.
Because
here it comes.
What I like about it is that... it kind of just looks like a golden tugboat.
Oh, well, now I'm sold.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Oh, look at this other one right under. Oh, there's some other cute ones, though, on this Pinterest.
Oh, nice.
There's, I found one. Get ready to have your heart melt.
Here we go. Ready.
I hope I did this right.
I think you did.
Oh, this is like a border collie.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's real cute.
Oh, no, it's a red Australian shepherd.
Oh,
a red Australian shepherd is what you have Frankensteined.
It's very, really, really cute.
That's what I've always wanted. Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew? That's what we want.
Oh, they're cute.
And I feel like this dog is that friendly sort of thing that I'm looking for.
Yes.
They're going to get competitive down in the weeds. I'm not here to make friends. But, like, again, when the game's off, like, we're hanging out. Like,
because
that's
some good snuggles cause, there.
Because that's
good
me. That's
I
me at the end of the
you
day.
You nailed it. Because you picked, like, these are, like, herding dogs. So they will be super loyal to you and fun. But also, when it comes to, like, working, they're going to be like, I'm going to get those sheep inside. They got it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to round them all up. And I think you nailed it.
They're going
to
win. And they
literally,
don't make friends with those sheep.
It literally sounds like Dad. That sounds like me.
Yeah.
I'm going to work my butt off.
Yeah.
And when the work is all done, we're going to hang out and have drinks and we'll laugh and have a giggle.
Yeah.
But when the work is to be done, we got to get to work. I love that because I don't want a dog just like, what you going to do for me today? Like, I'm going to go work. Like, you've got things to do. You got to go digging and you've got to go sniff some things. Like, you need to go on an adventure and we'll come back. That's what I want and need.
I love it.
And like,
I love it.
Oh,
yeah.
You nailed
found it.
It. Yeah, nailed it. Now we do got to play the game. So we've got this dog. It's a red Australian shepherd.
Yeah.
Yes.
James, what's your dog's name?
I knew this was going to come, and I just knew that I wasn't going to be prepared. And I think we're just going to go with Chauncey. I said it earlier.
That's right.
I feel like it's he's a little prepared, but he'll have like a wild middle name, you know, to show, because that's, you know, like Chauncey Phoenix.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know? Chauncey Phoenix.
Chauncey Phoenix.
Get on over here.
Yeah.
That's great. And destined for stardom with a name like that. No way that dog doesn't find himself to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh, Chauncey Phoenix. We're going, him and I are going to be the next, I don't know, Air Bud and whoever the kid was who was hanging out with Air Bud. Yes. But we'll be more memorable.
Thank you.
Also,
exactly.
I know that you said destined for stardom, but I thought that Renee was pitching the name Dustin Stardom. And I was like, what?
I mean, it's not the worst. It's not the worst you've ever heard.
Dustin is very
funny. I don't
hate
it. I don't hate it. We'll have to do like a poll.
Yeah.
We'll see what the kids say.
Yeah.
We'll have it. You come here, Dustin Stardom. Oh, I do like it.
It's not the worst. Maybe not the best, but it is not the worst.
I think then I can just name my child Chauncey. Like, because has to be used. Yeah. And then Chauncey Phoenix. You could have been Chauncey Phoenix, child. Yes, but
exactly.
No,
and we all love a good origin story for our own names. Of how did you arrive at this? And you're like, well, we didn't give it to the dog.
Yeah, they gave my name to the dog.
It's fun. I'm having a good time. Now, listen, I promised you that I would get you out of here because you have 8 billion other things
which
to do
tonight.
Which
I do just want to say. Yes. I feel like that is the polite way of saying, I'm going to go. I do that with people on the phone. My dad is king of this. My dad will be like, all right, I'm going to let you go. I'm like, Dad, I don't have anything to do. I guess that's just you have something. Just say it. Just say it, Dad. You're done talking to me. See, it's all coming out.
But I'm not going to let you go until we talk about how incredible Minority Corner is and how people should support it during this Max Fun Drive.
Oh, my gosh. We would just love it to pieces if you could. Come on over. You should click Can I Pet Your Dog? You should click, Minority Corner because we love you. And we can't literally do our show without the good folks here at Maximum Fun. We're a community together. Mm-hmm. I know that's like the theme of it. And I hope it's not losing its meaning by saying it again. But it is so true. Like, we've gone through such a crazy year together. And I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, but it's not just going to be like, oh, that was over. No. Hold on. And so it's all the more important to be able to have your spaces that rejuvenate and replenish you. And that way you feel charged. And also like knowing what's the next steps, getting good book recommendations like Cass by Isabel Wilkerson. Yes. We literally have a book club where we hold it up to Zoom and it's just the three of us. No one else can see this. Yeah. It's a space to come together, but that community doesn't continue going without the direct supporters and listeners. So already a big thank you to everybody who's already joining on the fun. And thank you to those who are going to do it right now.
Well, Alexis, we did it.
We did it.
Very last Max Fun Drive show. Love it. Well, I love it. And I tell you what, talk about a headliner.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the perfect person.
James Arthur M. Yeah. It doesn't get better. Yeah. It doesn't get better. You know what's tied for the best of the best, though? You listeners.
Yeah.
Just, we love you so much. You guys are everything to us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for listening
also,
to the show.
Yes. Don't worry if you were like, if they're leaving, is the Facebook group going? We have no intention of the Facebook group ending.
No.
That is a very cool extension of our show that we hope exists forever.
It'll be around for as long as the admins and the mods want to keep it around. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You guys, safe and sound. Just like a dog would want you to. We've left a little something for you.
Yeah, honestly, that's it. That's our backyard version of leaving the TV on.
Right. For you. I like yours. Yeah. Yours is better. Yours is better. You guys, we love you. We love you. We love you. If it makes sense, become a member at MaximumFun.org/join.
Yeah.
And until then, Alexis, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.